Good evening and welcome to a special on the road edition of the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're here at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, as your Dunedin Blue Jays get set to take on the Clearwater Threshers in Game 5 of this six-game series. Your Blue Jays have already clinched the series win, taking each of the first four games of this series, and they go for their fifth consecutive victory here tonight. Dunedin had a couple late-inning comebacks to start the series, taking Game 1 in 10 innings after tying the game in the ninth and scoring 3 in the 7th to take the lead in Game 2, which was the first of a doubleheader. Games 3 and 4 weren't particularly close, with your Blue Jays winning 8-0 and 8-3, respectively, in 3 and 4. And your Blue Jays are now 12-10 this season against Clearwater this year, and they can clinch the season series with a win tonight or tomorrow afternoon. Around the Florida State League last night, the Palm Beach Cardinals beat the St. Lucie Mets 6-4. The Jupiter Hammerheads shut out the Daytona Tortugas 6-0. The Lakeland Flying Tigers took down the Bradenton Marauders 7-4. And the Tampa Tarpons and Fort Myers Mighty Muscles got rained out at Hammond Stadium, and they're in the midst of a doubleheader as we speak. Taking a look at the standings, Palm Beach leads the East at 16-12, half a game over the 15-12 Jupiter Hammerheads, who have been on a roll, winning 6 of their last 7. St. Lucie is third at 14-14, and Daytona continues their struggles, now sitting at 8-18. In the West, Tampa leads the pack at 18-7. Bradenton is second at 17-11, and your Blue Jays are third, 4 games back at 15-12. In fourth is Lakeland at 12-14. Fort Myers is in fifth at 10-15. And Clearwater is in the basement at 9-19. Moving towards tonight, Dion Santos makes his 12th start of the year for your Blue Jays, 17th overall appearance. He's still looking to get out of that little rough patch of this season after starting the year off incredibly hot. On the season, Santos is 4-4 with a 3.17 ERA, so the numbers don't look terrible, but over his last 7 outings, he's 1-2 with a 5.54 ERA. He'll take on Threshers starter Gene Cabrera, making his 11th start of the year. Cabrera's stats on the year don't look great, 2-3 with a 5.03 ERA, but he's been very good in the month of July, pitching to an ERA of 2.38 over 11 and a third innings pitched. Couple roster moves to make note since we were last on the air. Outfielder Amel Brazoblan has been placed on the 7-day IL. Right-handed pitcher Giorgini Casamiri was brought up from the complex with Nathaniel Perez Gonzalez going down. And right-handed pitcher Anders Tolhurst was sent to the FCL on a rehab assignment with the hope of being activated from the IL shortly. And one last move that came down today, Jose Rivas and Francisco Fajardo have both been released from the organization, and we wish them both the best of luck moving forward. And now let's take a look at the lineups. First for your visiting Dunedin Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. They look like this. Batting first in center field, Roque Salinas. Batting second in left field, Angel Del Rosario. Batting third, the shortstop, Esteban Machado. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Rainer Nunez. Batting fifth in right field, Adriel Sotolongo. Batting sixth, the DH, J.C. Masson. Batting 7th at 3rd base, Emmanuel Sanchez. Batting 8th, the catcher, Jose Ferrer. And batting 9th, rounding out the order, playing 2nd base, Raquelben DeCastro. And now for the home team, Clearwater Threshers, managed by Marty Malloy. They look like this. Batting 1st in center field, Marcus Lee Sang. Batting 2nd at 3rd base, Hao Yu Lee. Batting 3rd in right field, Leandro Pineda. Batting 4th, the DH, Andrick Nava. Batting 5th, the first baseman, Micah Yanamine. Batting 6th, the catcher, Arturo De Frietas. Batting 7th, the second baseman, Jamari Baylor. Batting 8th, in left field, Wilfredo Flores. And rounding out the order, batting 9th, playing shortstop, Eric Brito. We're going to take a quick break. First pitch should be in about 8 minutes or so, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
say it. Lover, if you wanna go, I'm down. Cause I will make a bigger thing.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome back to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we're bringing game five of this special on-the-road edition of the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Your Dunedin Blue Jays are on the road here at Clearwater at BayCare Ballpark. Beautiful 91 degrees, a little warm, but it'll cool down as we keep going on in this game. Starting pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers is going to be the right-hander, number 37, Gene Cabrera. He's making his 11th start of the year on the season. The numbers don't look solid. He's got a 5.03 ERA, but he's been very good over his last three starts, a 2.38 over 11 and a third. First pitch to Roque Salinas is taken for a ball up high, 1-0 to get him started. Roque Salinas, the center fielder, leading off for tonight's ball game, cut and a miss. That one up high as well. Now 1-1. Roque Salinas, the lefty hitter, center fielder out of Mexico. That one down low. Two balls and a strike. Salinas batting .254 on the year. One home run, 25 RBIs. That one lifted left side up and out of play. That evens the count up, back up at 2-2. Salinas, Del Rosario, and Machado, the three due up for your Blue Jays in this top half of the first. The righty kicks and fires, chopper right side. That cooks a little bit foul. And fumbling it is Danny Canais as it rolls over to the tarp on that right field wall. Count stays 2-2. The lefty stepping back in. Out of the windup, Cabrera kicks and fires. That one, a liner up over the glove of Yanamine. That's going to get all the way into the corner. Extra bases for Roque Salinas. He's over at second. He's going to stop there with a leadoff double. Roque Salinas, the leadoff man, puts himself in scoring position. And the Blue Jays threatening early in this top half of the first. That ball just got over the glove of Micah Yanamine, the first baseman. Went all the way into that right field corner before Leandro Pineda, the right fielder, was able to get it back into the infield. Thought potentially a triple, a leadoff triple for Salinas. But he had to hold at second, never want to make the first or the third out at third base. Better to keep yourself in scoring position than risk it. Angel Del Rosario, the left fielder tonight, first pitch to him. He's looking to lay down a bunt. That's over towards his head, and he ducks out of the way, back to the backstop, and Salinas is on third anyway. Cabrera fired that one. A fastball went over the head of Del Rosario. He's looking to lay down a bunt. Now the Clearwater Threshers defense coming in. The 1-0, that one cut and missed. A ball and a strike now to Del Rosario. Nobody out, a runner 90 feet away here in this first inning for the Blue Jays. Couple chances here to take the lead. The 1-1, now Cabrera out of the stretch, cut and a miss. That fastball coming in at 94. 1-2 now the count. One ball, two strikes. Cabrera staring down Salinas at third. Kicks and fires. And a foul tip that stays in the glove of Dave Furietas. And that'll be out number one. Let's take a look at the defense for the Threshers. In the outfield, left to right, we've got Wilfredo Flores, Marcus Lee Seng, and Leandro Pineda. Along the infield, third to first, Hao Yu Lee, Eric Brito, Jamari Baylor, and Micah Yanamine with Arturo De Furietas behind the plate. Esteban Machado, the shortstop tonight. He'll step in. One out here in the first, runner still at third base. And there's a grounder. That's going to be over the first base back. That's a fair ball. Potential extra bases again for Machado. He's into second. He's going to slide in safely. An RBI double for Esteban Machado. That puts Dunedin on the board here first. Only one out into the top half of the first. Esteban Machado with that RBI double. Now Rainer Nunez. Machado knocking in his 20th run of the year. Now he still stands there in scoring position. Cabrera looking towards second. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Nunez. That one gets by De Frietas again up high. Cabrera a little bit wild with that fastball here early. Scampering into third is Machado, again a runner 90 feet away. Rainer Nunez the batter. 14 home runs, 59 RBIs. That's going to get Vic Diaz out of the Threshers dugout. They're going to have a meeting out on the mound. Nunez leading the Florida State League with 59 RBIs. He's been fantastic for the majority of the season for the Blue Jays. He has been struggling as of late. He's now only leading Jace Bowen by one RBI, 59 to Bowen's 58. Home plate umpire breaking up the meeting on the mound. On the year, Nunez batting 293. But in this month of July, 254. Again, 254, not bad at all. But according to in comparison, I should say, to Nunez's standards. A little bit of a drop-off in production in this month. First pitch to him, second pitch to him, rather. That one misses for a ball, now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, the count. Adriel Sotolongo standing in the on-deck circle, cutting a miss there, now 2-1. Foul tip on that fastball. The 2-1 pitch. That one fouled back. That's going to get up and out of play. Count evens up 2-2. Nunez just one home run, 7 RBIs in this month. See if he can add one here. Get to that 60 mark. Cabrera kicks and fires. That one up high. Fastball again, missing. Full count now to Nunez. Nunez just 2 of 11 in this series. That one fouled off. He had the day off yesterday, played in the first 3 games of this series. The Blue Jays victorious in all 4 of the first 4 games of this series. Looking for their 5th straight win and potentially clinching the season series with Clearwater. 3-2 pitch. That one a liner. That's going to get through for a base hit. An RBI single for Rainer Nunez. The Blue Jays double their lead. 2-0 here in the first. Still only one out. RBI number 60 on the year for Rainer. 3 hits, only one out for this Blue Jays lineup through the first 4. And now a 2-0 lead. Adriel Sotolongo steps in. Runner on first base, only one away. First pitch to Sotolongo in there for a called strike, 0-1. Sotolongo on the year batting 246, just 3 home runs, 28 RBIs. Chopper left side, that's foul. 0-2 now, the count to Sotolongo. Wind blowing out towards left field here. And the 0-2 pitch, that one well outside. Looked like the slider from Cabrera. A ball and 2 strikes the count. J.C. Masson, the DH in this ballgame. He's waiting on deck now. And a foul tip strikeout again. Second strikeout for Cabrera. Second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Masson. J.C. Masson just batting 071 on the season since being brought up to Dunedin. One hit through 14 at-bats, and that one's ripped towards right. Going back to the track, and that's going to be off the base of the wall. Extra bases for Masson, potentially the throw to second. That's going to be in time. A great throw by Leandro Pineda to keep Masson off second and to end the inning. What looked to be a sure double took a nice bounce for the Threshers, and Masson not speedy enough to get into second with that extra base hit. But the Blue Jays scored 2 as we head to the home half of this first inning, 2-0. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Yeah. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get the hand right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on skin tight. Tail light, got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods.
messing with a pro now. I'm a pro now. I'm the who, what, when, where to go now. Show sold out. From the front to the back, hip hop or the hold down. Got the game on the go route. I'm the black Tom Brady in this. I'm the go now. Shorty, I'm so wild. Lands out the.
We're back here, home half of the first inning. Marcus Lee Sang is going to lead it off for Clearwater. Dion Santos is the starting pitcher for your Blue Jays. He's making his 12th start of the year, 17th appearance overall. First pitch missing with that fastball, 1-0 to get Lee Sang started. Santos, as I mentioned in the pregame, had a fantastic start to the year, cutting a miss on that fastball, now 1-1. He's even named the pitcher of the month in May. But since then, it's been a little bit rocky since that second start he made in June. He's given up at least 2 earned runs in all but one start since. 2 balls and a strike to Lee Sang. Lee Sang on the year batting .262. That one well outside. 3-1, the count to the leadoff hitter. Lee Sang, How You Lee, and Leandro Pineda, the three threshers, do up in this half inning. Out of the windup, Santos kicks and fires, and a foul tip back to the netting. That runs the count full, 3-2. A big thing for Santos has been the effectiveness of that slider. When he's confident and when that slider's working, it's one of the best in the game, and that is called strike 3 on the outside corner. I think that was a backdoor slider. Tough to tell from this angle. Came in at 80 miles an hour. Got the called strike 3. So one up, one down. Now How You Lee. Tonight's third baseman for Clearwater. Cut and a miss of the fastball. Coming in at 93. 0-1. Santos been able to tick up that fastball a tad bit. From what I remember in the beginning of the year, coming in around 89 to 91. Now it's consistently coming in at least 92, in between 94. 1-1 as that one missed low. Out of the windup, Santos. The pitch, that one in there with that slider. 1-2, called strike. 1 ball, 2 strikes to How You Lee. On the year batting .279. That one in there. Called strike 3 again. Fastball caught the outside corner. How You Lead doesn't agree. And he's going to ask for a challenge. And it is confirmed strike 3. Took a second for Lee to actually ask for that challenge. First challenge of the game by either team is an unsuccessful one by Clearwater. 2 down here. Both via the strikeout. Santos, first pitch to Pineda, down low, 4-1. One ball, no strikes. Cut and a miss. 1-1, fastball up high. Pineda couldn't catch up to it. Pineda on the year batting .238. 1 home run, 20 RBIs. That one just off the plate. 2 balls and a strike to Pineda. That one ripped down the line. That's going to be extra bases potentially for Pineda. Takes a favorable bounce to Sotolongo. He struggles with it. Now the throw over to second is going to be not in time. Sotolongo tried to barehand it out there in right field. Couldn't get a grip. Rushed the throw. Didn't hit the cutoff man. And it came into second. Behind the batter, behind the runner, I should say, and that's going to be a two-out double for Pineda. Let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays in the outfield. Left to right, Angel Del Rosario, Roque Salinas, and Adriel Sotolongo. Along the infield, third to first, Emmanuel Sanchez, Esteban Machado, Raquel Benicastro, and Rainer Nunez, with Jose Ferrer, the catcher behind the dish. 2 down here in the first. First hit of the ball game belongs for the Threshers, I should say, belongs to Leandro Pineda. He's got himself there at second in scoring position. First pitch to Andric Nava is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Nava on the year batting .235, 3 home runs, 18 RBIs. Dunedin with an early 2-0 lead and a chance here for Clearwater to get one back. The 0-1, that one down low. One ball and one strike. Santos fires that one. Did he go around? He did. Nava tried to check his swing, and it ended up hitting him on the back leg. That slider has a lot of action from Santos. Like I was saying earlier, it's a great pitch. And it fooled Nava enough to go around enough to keep that from being a hit by pitch. Now a 1-2 count. The pitch by Santos, and that's fouled off. Santos, the 19-year-old out of Venezuela. He made 2 starts for Dunedin last year. First full season at the low A level. The 1-2, that one up high, just a hair. Evens it up 2-2. Originally signed with the Blue Jays organization back in 2019. Obviously not able to play in 2020 due to COVID, just like so many others. The 2-2 pitch. That one popped up left side. That should get up and out of play, and it will. Nava stays alive. Count stays 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, a runner on second base, a 2-0 lead for the Blue Jays. Santos looking to put away Nava here and get out of this inning without allowing a run. The 2-2 pitch, that one up high. Misses with the fastball, now 3-2. Full count to Nava. The pitch. That one in there. Called strike 3. Santos gets out of the inning without allowing a run. 3 strikeouts, all looking for the righty. And we'll head to the top half of the second inning. It's going to be Sanchez, Ferrer, and DeCastro due up for your Blue Jays. We'll be back here at BayCare Ballpark.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, oh. The way I breathe you in, hey. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. Souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left the baggage for a moment.
We're back here at BayCare Ballpark. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Emmanuel Sanchez, Jose Ferrer, and Raquel DeCastro will all be due up. 7-8-9 hitters for your Blue Jays. First pitch fouled back by Sanchez. 0-1 to get him started. Gene Cabrera looking to bounce back after that rough first inning, giving up the 2 runs. The righty out of the windup, kicks and fires that one up high. Sanchez batting 233, 6 RBIs since being brought up to Dunedin. And the 1-1 pitch. That one inside corner called a strike. Sanchez thought that was inside. He even started backing away from it. And the 1-2. That one ripped into left field. That should stay up. And it's almost over the head of Wilfredo Flores. He takes the last second step or two back to get underneath it and makes a grab for out number one. Jose Ferrer, the catcher, he'll step in now. First pitch to Ferrer is taken up high. 1-0 to get him started. Second game Ferrer's played in this series, went 1-for-4 in the first one. That one being a bases-clearing double to bring in three runs. That was in game two of the doubleheader, and that's a grounder up the middle off the glove of the pitcher and over to the shortstop, Eric Brito, who makes a nice play. I believe that's going to go down as a 1-6-3, if I saw that correctly, off the glove of Cabrera. So two up, two down, now the nine-hole hitter. Second baseman tonight, Raquel Benicastro. Two down. DeCastro batting just 159 on the year, two home runs. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Cabrera out of the windup. That one well outside. DeCastro ranks as the 14th overall prospect in the Blue Jays organization. Very good defensively. That one in there for a called strike. Looked like that slider. Now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Pitch by Cabrera. That one fouled back. DeCastro, as I said, very, very good defensively. Can play shortstop with the best of them. Definitely needs to get that bat developed if he wants to continue to move up the minor league ladder. And a cut and a miss at that slider low and away. Strikeout number three for Cabrera. 1-2-3 inning. And we'll head to the home half of the second. 2-0, Dunedin leads it after 1.5.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. Told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. Wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted till. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Oh, I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you. Your touch, you're the reason I believe in love. It's been difficult for me to trust, and I'm a
we're back here, bottom half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. First pitch by Santos to Micah Yanamine, the first baseman, is up high, taken for a ball on that fastball. 1-0. Three strikeouts in the first inning for Santos. All of them looking. That one in there evens it up 1-1. Yanamine batting .236, three home runs. That one in there as well. That fastball caught the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Yanamine taking a second call in time, stepping out. Regathers his thoughts. Steps back in, a 1-2 count. Santos kicks and fires. That one fouled off. Right off the top of the facing and back in the fourth row right behind home plate. Luckily, everybody good. Nobody got hit. 1-2 again. That one fouled off again. Count still 1-2. Yanamine fighting off a couple pitches. And the 1-2 again. Cut and a miss. The slider got him to chase after. Fourth strikeout for Santos through four outs. That one the first of the swinging variety. And now the catcher, Arturo De Freitas, one away here in the second. Santos looking real good so far. First pitch to De Freitas in there with that slider. 0-1. Santos, the 0-1. Slider got him to check. Did he go around? He did. Says the first base umpire, De Freitas, does not agree. But now 0-2. The count to Arturo De Freitas. Garrett Griffin, the home plate umpire. Nelson Fraley in the field. That one just missing on that slider. Couldn't get it to catch the front door. I think Ferrer thought about challenging for a second, but did not. He's still got a couple pitches here to work with. Santos does. The 1-2. That one lifted high. That's going to stay in the infield. DeCastro underneath it. A few steps to the right of second base. Makes the grab as he backpedals onto the outfield grass. And that's two down. Jamari Baylor, the second baseman. He'll step in now. Baylor, the former third-round draft pick by the Phillies back in 2019 out of Richmond, Virginia. Cut and a miss at the first pitch. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1. Baylor on the year batting just .133, four home runs, 16 RBIs. Tried to check his swing. Ended up going around on that slider again. Santos looks like he's got that slider all figured out again. That's a great sign for the Blue Jays going forward if he can continue. He's getting a lot of chases here in the first couple innings. That one just missing above the zone. Ferrer again looked back like he wanted to challenge but did not. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs, the pitch. That one low and outside, a block by Ferrer. One ball, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, rather. Santos out of the windup. And did he go around that time? He did not. Slider again, low and outside. Checked swing by Baylor. He stays in this count. Full count now. .32 pitch. That one ripped towards right field. Sotolongo turns, and that's going to get out of here by a long shot. An opposite field home run for Jamari Baylor, his fifth home run of the year. That puts Clearwater on the board, cuts the Dunedin lead in half, 2-1. As Jamari Baylor circles the bags and steps on home. 3-2 count. Santos went with the fastball. Shamari Baylor showing that power that he does have. And now it's a 2-1 ball game. Wilfredo Flores, the left fielder, first pitch up and in. 1-0 to start off Flores. And that one lifted towards center. Going back is Salinas. He settles underneath, and he'll make the grab for out number three. Clearwater on the board now. One run on one hit. That home run by Baylor. We'll head to the top half of the third. Salinas, Del Rosario, and Machado will be up for your Blue Jays.
Fans, don't miss out on the great weekly promotions right here at Didi Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce beers, $2 16-ounce beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. And Saturday nights, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the third inning. Roque Salinas leads it off. First pitch he seizes in there for a called strike. 0-1 to get him started. Salinas doubled down the right field line, came around and scored the first run of the ball game for the Blue Jays. That one he fouls back into the left, now 0-2. Cabrera had a 1-2-3 inning in that second. A good bounce back inning after the rough first, and a cut and a miss. Three-pitch strikeout to Salinas. That'll bring up Angel Del Rosario. Del Rosario on the year, batting .211, one home run, 13 RBIs. First pitch, he takes in there for a strike, 0-1. One, did he go around? And he did not go around. 1-1 as they appealed down over to Fraley at first base. 1-1 the count. Del Rosario, 4 of 11 in this series. Excuse me, 4 of 15. Bad math there. In this series, driven in 2 runs. That one being in game one. Those two being in game one of the doubleheader on Thursday. 1-2 count. That one up high. I think they might have the count wrong. Yes, they do. 3-1 is the count at the plate to Del Rosario. Cabrera kicks and fires. That one a chopper left side foul. That runs it full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Del Rosario struck out swinging in his first at bat. He's played in every game this series thus far. The 2-2, 3-2, excuse me. That one misses. Ball four and asking for a challenge is De Freitas. And it is confirmed as ball four. So Clearwater only has one challenge remaining for the rest of the ball game. That's going to bring up Estevan Machado. He also doubled down the right field line. Came around and scored the second run of the ball game for the Blue Jays in that first inning. Machado has been very good at the plate as of late. As there's a move over to first, back in time was Del Rosario. Del Rosario leads the team in stolen bases, 30 on the year. That's much, much more than anybody else. And there's a grounder left side. That gets through. Machado on for the second time. He's 2-for-2 today. That's going to put runners at first and second now for Rainer Nunez. Rainer Nunez, RBI single in the first inning. That brought in Machado. Now he's back up with runners at first and second, just one out. Cabrera kicks and fires first pitch in the dirt, blocked by De Freitas. Kept it close enough to keep Del Rosario put over there at second base. Couple chances here for the Blue Jays to get that one run back. 2-1 ball game here in the third. Cabrera looking towards second. Kicks and fires. That one lifted high right side. That's hooking. Yanamine over towards the tarp, and that's going to land in the second row. That ball carried just enough to be out of reach and out of play. A 1-1 count now to Nunez. Nunez driving in his 60th RBI. Florida State league-leading 60th RBI of the season in that first inning. He's got a chance to do some more damage here. And there goes Del Rosario. He's off of that pitch and no throw. It's going to be a double steal. Del Rosario with his 31st stolen base of the year. Following him into second was Machado. That ends up being his third stolen base of the year. Both of those stolen bases brought to you by Academy Bus, as always. Two balls and a strike, two runners in scoring position now for Rainer Nunez. One away here in the third. The pitch, that one grounder over to short. That's going to be picked by Brito. Long throw in time. The run comes in to score on the ground out. Another RBI for Nunez, his 61st of the year. Advancing over third was Machado. And now Adriel Sotolongo, the right fielder tonight, will step in with a runner 90 feet away still. First pitch to Sotolongo is outside for a ball, 1-0. Sotolongo struck out swinging in his first at bat. And a huge hack at that one, fouls it back into the netting. Evens up the count, 1-1. Two down, Blue Jays extend their lead back out to two. The 1-1. Caught and a miss. Now 1-2. Blue Jays have led in all four games, now five games of this series, and they've yet to give up a lead. See if that trend continues here tonight or if I just jinxed them. That one taken off the plate outside, 2-2. J.C. Masson, the DH, waiting on deck at 2-2 count. Two down here to Sotolongo. Wind shifting now, blowing left to right. And the pitch, that one up high. Good check there by Sotolongo. Count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch. That one skips across the plate. A two-out walk that puts runners on the corners. Now for the DH, J.C. Masson. J.C. Masson, lefty-righty matchup, lefty batter. He's one for one. He singled into right field. That was off the wall. Leandro Pineda made a hard throw into second to get him from before getting into second with a double, and that ended the first inning. First pitch to him. Checked his swing. Did he go around? He did, says Nelson Fraley. Close call. 1-0. Machado on third, Sotolongo on first base. Two down here in this third inning. Blue Jays already with five hits. That one up high. Two oh count now to J.C. Masson. That single it ended up being, and now move over to first with Sotolongo standing up back in time. That one up high as well. Now a 3-0 count. Three balls, no strikes to Masson. Emmanuel Sanchez on deck. See if Masson's taken all the way. He is not. Chopper foul right side. Count moves to 3-1. Masson, the French-Canadian. Born in La Vie, Quebec. He and Nick Deschamps, who got brought up on the same day, grew up about 30 minutes, were born about 30 minutes apart from each other. And he takes that walk, a five-pitch walk it ends up being, 3-1 count. And that loads the bases for Emmanuel Sanchez. Back-to-back walks by Cabrera. Let's see if that could trigger some action in the Clearwater bullpen. I see some moving around, but no throwing as of yet. First pitch to Sanchez, taken down low. Blue Jays with a huge opportunity to bust this game wide open. Bases loaded, two down. The 1-0. Foul tip. Huge hack at that one by Sanchez. Now 1-1. Sanchez flew out to left field in his first at bat. 0-for-1 on the day. The 1-1 pitch. That one in there. Now 1-2. Fastball right on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Cabrera desperately trying to limit the damage here in this third inning. The 1-2. That one fouled back into the left. Sanchez able to keep himself alive. He'll see another pitch. One ball, two strikes. Cabrera shakes off De Freitas. Taking his time here. Pitch clock ticking down. Gets it off just in time. Foul tip just out of the glove of De Freitas. Threw his right hand in the air. He couldn't believe that didn't stay in his mitt. So Sanchez will get another chance here. One ball and two strikes. Cabrera comes set. Kicks and fires. Chopper left side. That's going to be picked up by the third baseman. Goes over to second for it. And that will end the inning. He gets the force. How you lead to Jamari Baylor. 5-4 on the putout. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. 3-1 ball game. Blue Jays score one, but leave them loaded. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the third. 9-hole hitter leading it off. Eric Brito asking for a challenge right off the bat. That one on the outside corner, said Garrett Griffin, and that is going to be changed to a ball. So a 1-0 count now. That one in there. That slider caught. One and one. 9-1-2 hitters now laying down a bunt as Brito picked up in foul territory by Jose Ferrer. It's going to be 1-2. Brito, the shortstop, batting .225 on the year, one home run, 10 RBIs. Out of the windup, Santos kicks, fires, cut, and a miss. Really nasty slider there to get Brito chasing it. Fifth strikeout through the first time through the order for Dion Santos. And now back out for the second time is the center fielder Marcus Lee Sang. Lee Sang struck out looking in his first at bat, takes that first pitch for a strike. Slider again. 0-1. And a foul tip straight down back through the legs of Ferrer into the backstop. 0-2. Now the count to Lee Sang. No balls, two strikes. Santos working quick. That one outside. One ball, two strikes. Santos kicks and fires. And a chopper right side foul. Staying alive is the center fielder Lee Sang. It's all about the confidence with Santos and that slider. When he is confident in it, and I've said it many times before, I'll say it many times from here on out, and there's a cut and a miss of the fastball up high. Second strikeout, I believe, on the fastball. Sixth overall for Santos. And that's going to bring up Hao Yu Lee, the third baseman. First pitch to Hao Yu Lee, taken outside. 1-0 to get him started. He struck out looking as well. Part of a three-strikeout first inning for Dion Santos. Caught and a miss on that slider. 1-1. Out of the windup, the 1-1, that one inside. Almost hit Hao Yu Lee. Moved that back foot out of the way. 2-1. Hao Yu Lee ranks as the 17th overall prospect in the Phillies organization. Really good player for the Threshers this year. Coming into the game, 279 average, 7 home runs, 39 RBI, and a cut and a miss there. Now a full count. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch, that one skips. And Hao Yu Lee draws the walk. First walk issued by Santos. That's going to bring up Leandro Pineda, the right fielder. What was originally ruled a double by Leandro Pineda was then changed to a single with an error on Soto Longo on that misplay in right field. So he's 1-for-1, but with a single, not a double. Two down here, runner on first. First pitch, cut and a miss, way out in front of that. 0-1 to get him started. No balls, a strike. That one just missing. Evens up the count, 1-1. Hao Yu Lee is a threat to potentially go here. 8 stolen bases on the year, but he's been caught 6 times. And a cut and a miss. That one got back off the knee pad of Ferrer, back to the backstop, and now advancing into second in scoring position is Hao Yu Lee. A 1-2 count. It's going to end up being a pass ball, I believe, on Jose Ferrer. Santos kicks and fires the 1-2, low and outside. Good pick there by Ferrer. Count evens up, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner on second. The pitch, caught and a miss. The slider in the dirt got Pineda to chase after, and that is going to be out number 3. We'll head to the top half of the 4th. 3-1 ball game. Your Blue Jays lead it here at BayCare Ballpark. You're listening to the Dinning Blue Jays Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
I'm on an island, even when you're close, can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone.
We're back here at BayCare Ballpark, top half of the fourth. 3-1 lead for the Blue Jays. Jose Ferrer leads it off. First pitch, the fastball up high by Cabrera. 1-0 to start off Ferrer. Ferrer grounded out to shorten his first at bat. Second pitch, in there for a strike, evens it up 1-1. 8-9-1 hitters due up for the Blue Jays in this half inning. Ferrer to Castro and Salinas. That one down low. 2-1. Blue Jays left them loaded the last time up. Did manage to bring one home. But a little bit of a missed opportunity for Dunedin to tack on to their lead. 3-1 as that fastball missed up high as well. Clearwater does have a righty now thrown in the pen. 3-1 pitch, that one up and out. A leadoff walk drawn by Jose Ferrer. Good way to start off the inning. That's going to bring up DeCastro. One on, nobody out.
Second baseman, Raquelman DeCastro.
Raquelman DeCastro, he struck out swinging in his first at bat. 0-1. Cabrera now pitching back out of the stretch. That one, did it hit him? It was inside, did not hit him. Getting out of the way was DeCastro. 1-0 to start him. Cabrera's had a tough time finding the zone. He's been a bit wild here. The ones that he has found in the zone. Been hit pretty well. 2-0. The pitch. Grounder left side. That's going to be a fair ball. Over to second for one, and they'll hold. Nice play by Hao Yu Lee to get the lead runner. Jose Ferrer, the catcher, gave him a little bit more time to get it to second, but no chance at all to get to Castro. And that's going to get Marty Malloy out of the Clearwater dugout. We'll see if they make a pitching change here. Very likely that they do, and they will. That's going to be it for Gene Cabrera. 3 1/3, 3 runs given up thus far. He is responsible for DeCastro on first base. We'll take a break here at BayCare Ballpark. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. New pitcher for the Threshers when we return. We're back here. New pitcher for Clearwater is Sam Jacobsack, making his seventh appearance of the year, 4.35 ERA through 10 and a third. Does inherit that runner on first base, one out here in this fourth inning. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch to Salinas is up and out for a ball, 1-0. The line for Cabrera, 3 1/3, 5 hits, 3 runs thus far, 4 walks, 4 Ks, and a move over to first with DeCastro diving back in safely. Again, Cabrera is responsible for DeCastro on first base. 1-0 count to Salinas. And there goes DeCastro. That one popped up. That should stay in play. Foul territory. Yanamine moving over just on the warning track of foul territory. And that's going to be out number two. DeCastro had to retreat back over to first base after taking off with that pitch. Angel Del Rosario up for the third time. 0 for 1. A walk, a stolen base, and a run scored for him. Struck out looking. Swinging, rather. First pitch, low and outside. Well outside. 1-0. And now another move over. Back in time again is DeCastro. Second there. Rather the first. With it being a new at bat. 1-0 count. That one fouled off right side. That might stay in play. And it's going to land right on the top of the dugout. Came back to Yanamine. Grabbed it off the bounce. Held it up as if he did make it the catch, in fact, but got a nice laugh from the crowd. 1-1. That one fouled back. 1-2 now to Del Rosario. Fourth time for Jacobsack against Dunedin. More than half of his appearances, 4 of 7 at the low A level, have been against the Blue Jays. The righty kicks and fires the 1-2. That one shallow. That's going to be a pop-up into the infield. Underneath it is Brito, and he makes the grab for out number 3. So that will end the inning. The Blue Jays leave 1. We'll head to the home half of the 4th. 3-1 ball game. Dunedin still in front.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
Number all night. I'm always on your team. I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low.
We're back here, bottom half of the 4th, 3-1 ball game. Blue Jays lead it. Andrick Nava, the DH, will lead it off. Dion Santos back out for his 4th inning worth of work. First pitch to Nava, grounder over to 2nd, picked up by DeCastro. Over to 1st in time for out number 1. 1 pitch, 1 out. That's going to bring up Micah Yanamine.
First baseman, Micah Yanamine.
Yanamine, 0-for-1, struck out swinging. 7 strikeouts through the first 3 innings for Dion Santos. Just the 1 run given up on the solo shot by Baylor. That one in there for a strike. 0-1 as it popped away from Ferrer. Arturo De Freitas, the catcher on deck. The 0-1 pitch. Caught and missed. That slider low. Yanamine in an 0-2 hole. That one fouled off into the netting. Yanamine stays alive, 0-2. This will be the 65th pitch for Santos. The righty kicks and fires. That one checking his swing. Did he go around? He did not. That slider again outside. Almost got Yanamine to chase after it again. 1-2. Santos the pitch. Cut and a miss. That slider again. Killer for Santos today. 8th strikeout of the game. Not even through 4 innings. Arturo De Freitas, the catcher. He'll step in now. 2 down, nobody on. Yanamine now 0-for-2, 2 Ks. First pitch misses to De Freitas, 1-0. De Freitas popped out to second in his first at-bat. 0-for-1, the 1-0. That one lifted. That's going to stay along the infield. Nunez backpedaling into the shallow outfield grass, calls it off, makes the grab. He kept backpedaling, kept calling for it. Never faded, made the grab, and that ends the inning. 1-2-3 go the Threshers. We'll head to the top half of the 5th. 3-1, Blue Jays lead it.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me 3 steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't a-running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people. This is where I...
We're back here, top half of the 5th inning. Esteban Machado leads it off. He'll be followed by Rainer Nunez and Adriel Sotolongo. Machado 2-for-2 today. A double and a single. An RBI and a run scored. First pitch taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Jacob Sack back out. After recording the last 2 outs of the top half of the 4th, that one down low, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Lefty-righty matchup here with Machado at the plate. Jacob Sack kicks and fires. That one's in there. Fastball at 91, 2-1. Jacob Sack, the 24-year-old out of Northeastern University. And a foul ball there by Machado evens it up 2-2. Machado, the 13th ranked prospect in the Blue Jays organization, has really turned around to the plate, especially of late. The 2-2. That one outside, a full count. Three balls, two strikes. In the month of July, Machado batting .323 entering this game. He takes that one right down the middle. Called strike three. One up, one down. That brings up Rainer Nunez. First strikeout for Jacob Sack. Now Rainer Nunez. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Two RBIs. 60 and 61 he's driven in today. That first pitch taken below the knees for ball 1-0. Jacob Sack kicks and fires. That one in on the hands, popped up way high into center field. Getting underneath it is Marcus Lee Sang, and he makes the grab for out number two. High pop up to shallow center. Now Adriel Sotolongo, two down, nobody on for the right fielder. He's 0-for-1, did draw a walk, struck out swinging in his first at bat. Marcus Lee Sang had to move over to deep left center field to grab a ball that was dropped by a fan. So we're taking a second. Now it looks like we're ready to go. Jacob Sack pitching out of the stretch. Kicks and fires that first pitch low and outside. 1-0 to Sotolongo. J.C. Masson, the DH, if we get to him on deck. The 1-0, grounder left side that's going to be picked by Brito. Throw across is in time for the out. A 1-2-3 inning for Jacob Sack. And we'll head to the bottom half of the fifth. 3-1, Blue Jays still out in front here at BayCare Ballpark.
Lay back and smell the
We're back here. A new pitcher for the Blue Jays taking over for Dion Santos is the lefty, number six, Trey Cumbie. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Jamari Baylor. Cumbie on for the ninth time this year for Dunedin. 0.84 ERA through 10 and two-thirds. He's come on a few times for save situations. Soft liner picked up over there at shortstop by Machado. One up, one down. Final line for Dion Santos, 4.0 innings pitched, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. Really good bounce back start for Dion Santos. Only run coming off the solo shot by Jamari Baylor. That came on a fastball that he just left right over the heart of the plate. And Baylor made him pay, but other than that, Dion Santos was excellent tonight. First pitch to Wilfredo Flores, taken for a ball, 1-0. That one popped up. Shallow center field going out is Machado again. Settles underneath, makes the grab. 4 pitches, 2 outs for Cumbie. That's going to bring up the shortstop, Eric Brito. Cumbie typically used later in games. He's finished 6 games for Dunedin, including 3 of 3 on save opportunities. First pitch cut and a miss by Eric Brito, 0-1. Second time up to the plate for Brito, 0-for-1. He struck out swinging. Cumbie kicks and fires, cut and a miss, now 0-2. Cumbie, the 26-year-old, former 13th-round selection by the Tampa Bay Rays. He was released right before spring. The Blue Jays picked him up. Spent a little bit of time in New Hampshire. Struggled there as he made his return to AA. And they sent him back here to work on a few things, and he's performed quite well. 1-2, that one just above the zone, 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. Cumbie kicks and fires that one inside. Getting out of the way of it was Brito. That was headed towards his knees. Count runs full, 3-2. Full count pitch, fouled off in on the hands, back out of play. Brito stays alive. He'll see another. The 3-2 again. Grounder left side. That's going to be a fair ball. Sanchez with a long throw. Nice play by Emmanuel Sanchez. Couldn't get a lot of power into it with the feet. Made a strong throw off balance. And Nunez with a nice pick over there first to end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Threshers. We'll head to the top half of the sixth here at BayCare Ballpark. Still a 3-1 lead for the Blue Jays. And don't forget, your Blue Jays wrap up this series against the Clearwater Threshers tomorrow here at BayCare Ballpark before traveling to Lakeland for the last series of this 2-week road trip. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for high noon, and you can listen right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays radio network.
Put your loving hand out, baby, 'cause I'm begging. Put your loving hand out, baby. I'm begging you to put your loving hand out.
Fahrenheit. When I was king, I played it hard and fast. I had everything. I walked away. You want me then? But easy come and easy go. And it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you got me. No. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging. Cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Da, 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 da. Cause I'm begging, begging you.
We're back here at BayCare Ballpark. Sun setting behind us. Light starting to come on. Top half of this sixth inning. Blue Jays leading 3-1. J.C. Masson will lead it off. He'll be followed by Emmanuel Sanchez and Jose Ferrer. Jacob Sack out again now for the sixth inning. Already an inning and two-thirds pitched by him. First one misses four ball, 1-0. Masson, 1-for-1. He's reached both times. First on that single where he was cut down at second, tried to advance, and second on a walk. The 1-1 pitch, cut and a miss. Now 1-2 quickly to Masson. Light slowly getting brighter here at BayCare Ballpark. Something I miss about TD, home sweet home. Those lights come on instantly. That one outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jacob Sack. The righty kicks and fires. And a foul tip strikeout. Masson out on strikes. That'll bring up Emmanuel Sanchez. One out, nobody on. Second strikeout, rather, for Jacob Sack. Emmanuel Sanchez, he's up for the third time. He's 0-for-2. That first pitch misses inside. 1-0. It is nice to be out here on the road with the Blue Jays. First road game that we've done. And BayCare Ballpark, obviously 10, 15 minutes down the road, depending on how fast you drive down US 19. Not too far of a drive. Attended a few games here. I do enjoy the park, but like I said, nothing better than TD Ballpark, home sweet home. Beautiful ballpark we have in Dunedin. Everybody here at Clearwater has been very nice, very hospitable. Connor Aikman, my counterpart, the Threshers broadcaster. Nice guy, helping me out with getting situated in this ballpark. Big shout out to him. Two down here now for Jose Ferrer. That one missed up high. Ferrer 0-for-1. He did reach on a walk. And that one, a base hit into left field. Two out single for Jose Ferrer. He's on for the second time. First hit of the game. That'll bring up Raquel Benicastro. Nine-hole hitter, Raquel Benicastro stepping in. Roque Salinas, top of the order on deck. First pitch to DeCastro. Low and outside, 1-0. Blue Jays offense, first hit since that third inning when they had the bases loaded and left them loaded after scoring one. Move over to first with Ferrer back in safely. Blue Jays threatened in the first and third innings. Had yet to really do much since then. That one misses down low, a 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. Jacob Sack kicks and fires. Cut and a miss, 2-1. Castro 0-2. Strikeout, he did reach on a fielder's choice. That one in there. Count evens up 2-2. That pitch just caught the inside corner. 2-2, out in front of it was DeCastro, and that will end the inning. Third strikeout for Jacob Seck, and the Blue Jays leave a runner on. And we'll head to the bottom half of the six. It's still 3-1, Blue Jays lead it.
Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or 727-733-9302, and we'll see you here at the ballpark.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud that she ought to be out and drunk, keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold.
We're back here in the bottom half of the sixth, and the Threshers obviously being the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. The Philadelphia Fanatic, the mascot of the Phillies, is in attendance. Put on a pretty good show in the inning break, showing up in a skirt and a wig, dancing in front of the umpires and kissing Nelson Fraley right on the face, and then driving off on a four-wheeler. Not a bad show. 1-0. That one up high. Now 2-0 to Marcus Lee Sang. Trey Cumbie back out for his second inning worth of work. 1-2-3 in his first. 2-0 count to Lee Sang. He's 0-2 today. 2 Ks. 2-0 pitch. Caught and a miss. Huge hack at that one by Lee Sang. Lee Sang does have some power. 8 home runs. It's driven in 37 runs this year. Have a feeling he was looking for number 9 there. The lefty kicks and fires. 2-1 pitch. That one in there. Now 2-2. Lee Sang with a nod over to Cumbie, saying that was a really nice pitch. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cumbie, the 2-2. That one down low. Count runs full. Three balls, 2 strikes. The pitch by Cumbie. Caught and a miss. Slider got Lee Sang to chase. He's frustrated with himself, but again, gave a nod over to Cumbie. A really nice slider there to get Lee Sang chasing. Third strikeout for Lee Sang. First for Cumbie. That brings up Hao Yu Lee. He's 0-1. He did reach on a walk in his second at bat. Struck out looking in the first. First pitch way up and out. 1-0 to start off Hao Yu Lee. Just 2 hits thus far for Clearwater. Through now 5 1/3 for Blue Jays pitching. The 1-0, that one in there. Evens it up 1-1. A Another righty warming up in the Clearwater pen. Jacob Sack went 2 2/3. Cut and a miss there by Lee. 1-2 the count. Likely to see a pitching change after this inning. For Clearwater, that is. 1-2. Combi kicks and fires. That one low and outside. Good block there by Ferrer. Two balls, two strikes. Combi pitching out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. Fouled off by Lee. Combi trying to get through two innings worth of work in this appearance. Time called. And that's going to be a pitch clock violation. And the count's going to run full, that one being on Cumby. It's going to be an automatic ball, 3-2 count. The pitch, cut, and a miss. Second straight strikeout for Trey Cumby. Second strikeout for Haoyu Lee. That's going to bring up Leandro Pineda, the right fielder. Two up, two down in the inning. Cumby, since being brought to Dunedin, just one run allowed. And that one lifted towards left field, going towards the corner. Underneath it is Del Rosario, and it gets right off the top of the wall. In foul territory and up into the deck area. A long strike. Off the bat, it looked like it might stay in play. Del Rosario, not the everyday left fielder. Typically, it's Gabby Martinez. Del Rosario doesn't play a ton of outfield, but is versatile enough to get the start here and there. Looked like he had a bead on it, but it kept hooking away from him. 0-1 to start off Pineda. Lefty-lefty matchup. Cumby kicks and fires out in front of that slider. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs, bases empty. Cumby trying for another 1-2-3 inning. The 0-2 pitch. That one sent towards left again. That one's hooking again. That's going to be a foul ball. Again, just landing in foul territory. Pineda's going to have to go back to the plate. He already rounded first. Pineda with a good bit of speed. He's just now getting back to the box. 0-2 again will be the count. Cumby stepping back on the rubber. Pineda back in the box. The 0-2 pitch. That one, the slider. Pineda spits on it. Takes it for a ball low and outside, 1-2. The 1-2. Cut and a miss. That slider down. Ferrer tags him out. And that will be the inning. Trey Cumby strikes out the side. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. Top of the order due up, Salinas, Del Rosario, and Machado for your Blue Jays.
Blue Jays fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce draft beer, $2 16-ounce draft beer, and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. I mean, BOGO margs, BOGO wine, where can you beat that? And every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the seventh. New pitcher for the Philly, the Threshers, rather. It's going to be the right-hander, Iverson Castellano. First pitch to him is outside for ball 1-0. Salinas, Del Rosario, and Machado all due up in this half inning. Castellano out for the 14th time, only his sixth in relief. That one taken outside. 2-0 now to Salinas. 3.38 ERA for Castellano through 42 and two-thirds innings. The righty kicks and fires. That one in there for a strike. We saw him in game one of this series. He went 2 1/3, just two hits given up, two strikeouts through 2 1/3 innings. That one fouled back. Now 2-2. Salinas, 1-for-3 on the night, that double in that first to lead off this game. Strikeout and a foul out since, and a cut and a miss, second strikeout for Salinas tonight. First strikeout thus far for Castellano. One up, one down. Now, Angel Del Rosario stepping in. That one, he tried to lay down a bunt, popped it up. Back out of play, 0-1 to start off Del Rosario. Final line for Sam Jacobsack. 2 2/3 innings pitch, one hit, no runs, no walks, three strikeouts. A really nice relief appearance for the righty. Lowers his ERA on the year to 3.46. That one right off the end of the bat has some English to it. Picked up at second by Jamari Baylor in time with the throw with Del Rosario racing down the line. Two up, two down.
Shortstop, Esteban Machado.
Esteban Machado, he's 2 of 3. Machado with two hits thus far in this game, extending his hitting streak to five games. First pitch to him is inside for a ball, 1-0. That one taken for a strike. In this series, Machado, 6 of 15, 300 average. Hard hit ground ball right side, foul. Bounces off the wall and back into right field. Going over to pick it up is Pineda. Finds a fan out there past right field to give it to. 1-2 count to Machado. Rainer Nunez waiting on deck. That one outside evens up the count, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Castellano kicks and fires. That one in there. Called strike three. Machado down looking. Back-to-back strikeouts in trips to the plate for him. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at BayCare Ballpark. Nava, Yanamine, and De Frietas due up for the Threshers.
Ladies and gentlemen, my way into North Carolina,
staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So right. I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back.
We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. Trey Cumbie style their pitching. First pitch in there for a called strike to Andrick Nava. Oh, and wanted to get him started. First time Cumbie's out for his third inning worth of work. Caught and a miss. A little bit of uncharted territory in terms of his time here in Dunedin. 0-2, the count to Nava. First two innings, both three up, three down. The last one, he struck out the side. That one fouled off, back and out of play. Nava up for the third time. He's 0-2. Cumbie out of the windup, kicks and fires. That one batted right down in front of the plate. Ferrer out in front of the plate, gets the pickup and tosses it over to Nunez. In time for the out, one up, one down. First baseman, Micah Yonamine. 2-3 on the putout, that brings up Micah Yonamine. He's 0-2, 2 Ks. 11 strikeouts thus far for Dunedin pitching. Just two hits allowed. Still a 3-1 ball game. Blue Jays leading it. That one up high. Starting off Yonamine 1-0. Again, the Blue Jays trying to win the season series here against Clearwater. They're 12-10 against the Threshers. Cut and a miss on that slider down low. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Foul tip, stayed in the glove of Ferrer. Win here would move Dunedin to 16-12 in the second half. The 1-2, that one just off the plate. Cumbie and Ferrer can't get the call. 2-2. Two-two pitch. Cut and a miss. Slider in the dirt. Blocked by Ferrer. Kept in front of him. Tossed it over to Nunez to complete the strikeout. Fourth strikeout for Cumbie.
The catcher, Arturo De Freitas.
Arturo De Freitas, the catcher. He's also 0-2. He's popped out to second and to first. First pitch, fouled off back into the right. 0-1. Blue Jays would also, with a win tonight, win the first five games of this series. They've only won five games in a series once this season, that being at home against the Tampa Tarpons. Caught and a miss there. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Cumbie comes set. kicks and fires. That one cut and a miss. Fastball up high, got him to chase after it. Three perfect innings for Trey Cumbie, five strikeouts. And we'll head to the top half of the eighth. Nunez, Sotolongo, and Masson will be due up.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
We're back here in the top half of the eighth. We're going to take a little bit because the Philly Fanatic and the Threshers mascot, Finley, both popped a couple confetti cannons as they were making an announcement with their in-game host. So Garrett Griffin, the home plate umpire, had to pause as we started to get ready. That one lifted towards right field. Not very deep. Going back a step or two is Pineda making the grab. Nunez, one pitch, one out. That'll bring up Adriel Sotolongo. Castellano back out pitching again for the Threshers, his second inning worth of work. Went three up, three down in the first, including two Ks. Sotolongo, he's 0 for 2. Strikeout, a ground out, and a walk drawn. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Castellano out of the stretch, the 0-1. That one down low. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays leading it here in the eighth, 3-1. Neither team scoring since the third inning. Blue Jays scored two in the first, one in the third. The Threshers scored one in the second, and that's all so far. 1-2 now as that one caught the outside corner. Sotolongo takes a second. His elbow guard fell off. Granted some time by Garrett Griffin. Stepping back in. We're ready. 1-2. Castellano comes set. Kicks and fires. That one hits Sotolongo right on the back. Sotolongo hit by that pitch. Now it's going to be one on, one out for J.C. Masson. First base runner that Castellano has allowed. Blue Jays just one hit since that third inning. It was a single by Jose Ferrer in the sixth. They've managed a couple base runners, but those being on a walk, a fielder's choice, and now the hit by pitch. 1-0 as that one missed down low. Castellano kicks and fires. That one low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch, that one in there. Two-one with that curveball. Blue Jays definitely would like to add a couple insurance runs that we had towards these last couple innings. Two more chances for the Threshers. Currently a two-run lead for the Blue Jays, a 3-1 count. Castellano, the 3-1 pitch. Trying to check his swing. He went around. I think that was in there anyway. Full count now to Masson. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Castellano gets the sign from De Freitas. Comes set. 3-2 pitch. That one ripped left side foul. Masson stays alive. Taking a look ahead at the schedule for the Blue Jays. We wrap up this series here in Clearwater tomorrow with a noon first pitch. Off Monday, then road trip over to Lakeland for a six-game series against the Flying Tigers. That wraps up on Sunday, the 7th of August. 3-2 pitch again to Masson. Cut and a miss. Third strikeout for Castellano, and that's going to bring up Emmanuel Sanchez. After that Lakeland series, we're back home for 2 weeks. Six-game series against the Tampa Tarpons, and then we welcome in the Jupiter Hammerheads to TD Ballpark before going on the road for 2 weeks after that against Bradenton and Tampa. First pitch to Sanchez, cut and a miss. So after this series, only six more left in the Florida State League season. Unless, of course, the Blue Jays manage to get the last playoff spot here in the West Division. 0-2 count as Sanchez watched that one go by. Currently 4.5 games back at the Tampa Tarpons. Castellano, the 0-2. That one inside. Leaning back on that one was Emmanuel Sanchez. A ball and two strikes. Sanchez 0 for 3 today. And the 1-2. Caught and a miss. Down on strikes is Sanchez. Fourth strikeout for Castellano. And we'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. Blue Jays still leading by 2 here at BayCare Ballpark, 3-1 ball game. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here on the road.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days, and if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here. Who knows where this road is supposed to be.
supposed to leave. We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be.
Baby, just let it be.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be.
Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride.
We're back here, bottom half of the eighth inning. Jamari Baylor leads it off. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the righty Nathaniel Perez Lopez. Out of the windup, first pitch is low and outside. That does it for Trey Cumbie. Three perfect innings. Five strikeouts, didn't allow a base runner. Grounder left side, that's going to be picked up by Sanchez on the run. Throw to first in time for the 5-3 putout. Wilfredo Flores, the left fielder. And then Eric Brito, the last of the Threshers due up in this inning. Seventh appearance on the year for Nathaniel Perez. 18 2/3 coming into this game. 1.45 ERA. He's 3-1 when he gets the decision. First pitch to Flores. In there for a called strike. 0-1. Depending on how this inning goes, he's likely to come out for the ninth. Perez out of the windup. The 0-1, chopper right side, that's foul. 0-2, the count to Flores. No balls, two strikes, one away here in this eighth inning. The 0-2 misses high and outside. 1-2. Blue Jays leading 3-1. One, two pitch. Chopper again foul. Flores 0-2. Just three base runners for the Threshers in this ballgame. Two hits, one walk. Still the Blue Jays pitching yet to complete three full rounds through the lineup. The 1-2, grounder left side, picked up again by Sanchez. Long throw in time to get Flores, who's quickly down the line. Two up, two down, both 5-3. Now Eric Brito, the shortstop. Last 15 batters for the Threshers all sat down. 15 up, 15 down, going back to the last out of the third. The 1-0. That one just below the knees, 2-0. Santos retired his final four. Cumbie went 9-up, 9-down. Grounder over to shortstop. Picked up by Machado. Throws in time. Scooped by Nunez. 3-up, 3-down again. We'll head to the top half of the ninth. Blue Jays' last chance to add an insurance run or two. As we lead by two here at BayCare Ballpark. 3-1 lead. We'll be back for the top of the ninth.
One, two, three.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
We're back here in the top half of the ninth. Jose Ferrer leads it off for your Blue Jays. First pitch cut and a miss. 0-1 to start him off. 8-9-1 hitters. Ferrer, DeCastro, and Salinas do up. New pitcher for the Threshers is the lefty, Tristan Garnett. He takes over for Iverson Castellano. Now 0-2 to Ferrer quickly. Garnett on for the 11th time. An 0.55 ERA through 16 and a third. He's been excellent out of the Threshers pen. That one outside. And a cut and a miss. Ferrer down swinging. That one, the changeup, got him to chase that one down low. One up, one down. That brings up DeCastro. Strikeout number 12 for Threshers pitching. First pitch to DeCastro. That one sent towards the gap into right center field. It's going to be cut off before DeCastro can think about going for two. He does take a wide turn, heads back over to first. First hit for the Blue Jays since the sixth inning. That was Jose Ferrer, and only the second hit since that third inning. That brings up Roque Salinas. One on, one out. Blue Jays with a runner on. DeCastro, let's see how aggressive they want to be. Only a two-run lead. Definitely like to add an insurance run if you could. That one misses inside. 1-0 to start off Salinas. Now move over to first with DeCastro back in standing up. Garnett, the 24-year-old out of Portland, Oregon. Signed with the Phillies as an undrafted free agent. That one fouled back. 1-1, the count to Salinas. One ball, one strike. Angel Del Rosario on deck. 1-1 pitch. Foul tip. Back to the backstop, 1-2 the count. Salinas led off the game with a double down the right field line. Came around and scored the first run for the Blue Jays. 0 for 3 since. The 1-2, checking his swing. He did not go around. Count evens, 2-2 on that fastball outside. Garnett, the lefty, kicks and fires. Caught and a miss of that one in the dirt. Salinas down on strikes for the third time tonight. That'll bring up Angel Del Rosario. Second strikeout for Garnett. Del Rosario 0 for 3. Reached and scored in the third on a walk. Move over to first with DeCastro back in time. And there goes DeCastro. Caught and a miss by Del Rosario, and they're going to rule him out at the plate anyway, but he was thrown out. DeCastro wasn't. I think he's hurt. DeCastro not getting up there at second. Slow to get up. Now he's sitting. They were going to rule him out at second anyway with Del Rosario impeding the throw by De Freitas. And Donnie Murphy out at second base. Checking on DeCastro. I'm not sure what exactly happened. Maybe he got the wind knocked out of him, diving face first. But we'll be heading to the bottom half of the ninth. Blue Jays leading by 2-3-1 here at Baycare Ballpark. Threshers need 2 to keep this thing going. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back. We're back here, bottom half of the ninth here at Baycare Ballpark. Blue Jays leading it 3-1. Nathaniel Perez is out to finish this game off. Trying to record a six-out save. First pitch to Marcus Lee Sang. Low and inside for ball 1-0. Lee Sang 0 for 3, 3 Ks. Perez kicks and fires that one just off the plate outside. Blue Jays looking to take the first 5 games of this series. That one in there. Fastball at 92, caught the outside corner. Perez kicks, fires. That one up and out. 3-1 count. Leadoff walk is definitely not what you want here. Lee Sang, How You Lee, and Leandro Pineda, the 3-2 up for the Threshers. Perez kicks and fires that one in there. Fastball right down the middle at 93. Gets the count back full now. 3-2 pitch. That one just below the zone, and Ferrer's going to ask for an appeal. And it is confirmed as ball 4. Blue Jays' first challenge of the game comes here in the bottom half of the ninth. That one ruled just below the zone after the ABS check. Leadoff walk. And now How You Lee, the third baseman, he'll step in. And now quick move over. And time was called. They never put the game back in play. Blue Jays dugout not happy about it. I think they had him. But both umpires quickly agreed that the game was not back in play. Technically, they do have to after the ABS check because of time being called. First pitch to Hao Yu Lee, taken below the zone, 1-0. Lee does represent the potential tying run. That one just below the zone as well. Two balls, no strikes. That one fouled back. Two and one the count. Keeping an eye on the quick, on the game day, the live game day, as there's a move over to first. Just back in time was Lee Sang. I think Nunez got some dirt up in his eye on that slide. Those were the two correct calls. Just below the zone, right below the knees, those first two fastballs. Perez. The 2-1. That one above the zone. Hao Yu Lee checked his swing, 3-1 again. Three balls and a strike. Perez. Rip down the line, foul. Lee got just in front of it. Hooked it a few feet, foul. Deep sigh of relief from the Blue Jays dugout. 3-2, another full count. Three-two pitch. That one down low. Back-to-back walks to lead it off. That puts the tying run on first base and brings the potential winning run up to the plate.
Right fielder,
Drew Hayes is going to come out of the dugout for the Blue Jays. He's going to talk to Perez. Going to talk to the infield. Leandro Pineda will be the batter, the right fielder. He's 1-for-3. He's got one of two hits in this ballgame for Clearwater. It'll be runners on first and second. Nobody out here in this inning. Hao Yu Lee on first. He represents the potential tying run. Marcus Lee Sang in scoring position on second base. We'll see how the infield lines up. Emmanuel Sanchez, a third baseman, playing just a couple feet off the grass. First pitch, called a strike right at the knees. 0-1 to start off Pineda. Perez comes set. Looks towards second, kicks and fires. That one in there as well, right at the knees. 0-2, a strikeout here would be massive for the Blue Jays. Andrick Nava waiting on deck. The 0-2 pitch. That one inside, blocked by Ferrer. Right off the dirt. Great pick, keeping that one in the glove. Quick reflexes by Jose Ferrer. Keeps the runners staying put at second and first, respectively. Time called, granted, to Pineda. He steps out, takes a breath, steps back in. One ball and two strikes. Perez kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Pineda down on strikes. First strikeout for Perez. Huge pitch. One away here in this ninth inning. Runners at first and second. A two-run ball game. Andrick Nava, the DH. 0 for 3 today, a strikeout, a ground out to second, and a ground out to the catcher. Perez kicks and fires. That one lifted towards left field. Coming in is Del Rosario, and out is Machado. That's going to fall. Bases are going to be loaded. Off the bat, Del Rosario took a couple steps back and then darted back towards the ball. And it fell in between Del Rosario and Machado. Bases are going to be loaded. And that puts the potential winning run on first base. That goes down as a hit. Just the third hit of the ballgame for the Threshers. Del Rosario, not the normal left fielder, rarely plays outfield. Made a mistake there, taking a couple steps back. And now, Blue Jays have a bit of work to do. Micah Yanamine, the first baseman at the plate. Lifts that one right side. That might hook out of play. It keeps carrying, and it will go out of play. Oh, and one the count. Tying run on second base. Potential game-winning run on first. One away here in the ninth inning. Blue Jays infield has turned their fair share double plays. Could need one desperately here. That one fouled left side. Oh, and two. No balls, two strikes at the plate. Yanamine calls time, readjusts his batting gloves. Takes a second. No balls, two strikes. Perez comes set. Out of the stretch, kicks and fires. Cut and a miss! Second strikeout for Perez, second out of the ninth. And the Blue Jays are one out away. Strikes out Yanamine on three pitches. And now the catcher, Arturo De Freitas. De Freitas 0 for 3. Two pop-outs and a strikeout. Perez one out away from getting out of this. Kicks and fires. First pitch down low. Fastball at 93 below the knees. Some intermittent let's go Blue Jays chance here at Clearwater. That one fouled back into the netting, 1-1. 1-1 to De Freitas. Perez comes set. Kicks and fires. That one ripped down the line. That's hook in. Foul. Home run distance, but he pulled it. De Freitas just in front of that one. That had home run distance. Landed in the second deck of that little party deck over there in the corner. but it was about 15 feet foul. The Blue Jays, Perez, one strike away, a 1-2 count to Arturo De Freitas. Perez comes set. The 1-2. Now on a grounder, up the middle. That's going to be picked up. And stepping up second is DeCastro, and that'll do it. Huge comeback inning there for Nathaniel Perez. Put the first two runners on base, the tying run on first base. Made it over to second on the hit by Andrick Nava. Gets the strikeout of Yanamine on three pitches and induces the inning-ending groundout. The Thrashers leave them loaded. The tying run stays at second base. And the Blue Jays take the first five games of this series. Game five, 3-1. The win will go to Trey Cumby. The loss goes to Gene Cabrera. And the save goes to Nathaniel Perez. The Blue Jays move to 15-12 in the second half. 16-12 in the second half. Four games above 500. The Threshers fall to 9-20. We'll be back tomorrow here at BayCare Ballpark for game six of this series. The Blue Jays have a chance for the sweep. Could be their first one of the season. We'll be back tomorrow. First pitch at 12 o'clock. Coverage will begin at 11:45. And as always, thank you for tuning in to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, this special on-the-road edition. We'll see you tomorrow back here at BayCare Ballpark.
season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Should be the one to say we all make mistakes.